Congress is moving toward final approval of legislation that could impose new sanctions on Syria. Both the House and Senate have approved versions of the bill. The only real difference between the two versions is that the Senate would allow the president some discretion in applying the sanctions. The Bush administration previously blocked such legislation, but its attitude toward Syria has hardened in the aftermath of the war in Iraq. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
Syria is on the United States' list of countries that sponsor terrorism. As such, it already is under sanctions. But hardliners in Congress have long argued that additional unilateral sanctions should be applied to punish Syria for its continued troop presence in Lebanon, its support for Hezbollah and other extremist groups, and its policies toward Iraq. Senator Rick Santorum, a Pennsylvania Republican, co-sponsored the Senate version of the sanctions legislation.
This is a country that harbors, sponsors, supports, and funds terrorism, that kills United States troops, and this is not a country that we should deal with unless they begin to dramatically change their tone.
Syria often is hostile toward the U.S. in foreign policy matters. Yet, in the aftermath of the attacks on September 11th, Damascus provided significant help to the United States against al-Qaeda. Theodore Katouf was the U.S. ambassador to Syria until a few months ago.
It is not hype. There was some important work done that may well have prevented attacks against Americans.
Katouf says that as much as Washington appreciated that help, Syria's continued purchase of cheap oil via pipeline from Saddam Hussein's Iraq caused problems from the start of the Bush administration.
Because Secretary Powell went in February, I believe, of 2001 to Damascus and left believing that he had assurances that that pipeline would be brought under UN controls relating to Iraq.
That turned out not to be the case. But the final straw for Washington apparently was Syria's behavior during and after the war in Iraq. Again, former Ambassador Katouf.
Syria allowed volunteers to go from Syria into Iraq and did so rather openly, knowing that those people were going to fight U.S. troops.
Washington, in turn, has launched a new effort to punish and isolate Damascus. But Martha Kessler, a former U.S. intelligence officer with long experience with Syria, warns the sanctions will be counterproductive.
It will deny us leverage. It will deny us a tool in the diplomatic tool bag. And I think it's not a wise idea. I think it is a lot of sticks and no carrots.
Kessler says that in the 1990s, starting with President Bush Sr., the United States had an ongoing engagement with Syria. And while it did not produce peace between Syria and Israel, she says, the process was positive.
In many respects, it was a tutorial for them on how we operate, how democracy works in our country. And the relationship really became much stronger as a result of their very regular exposure to U.S. diplomats and the secretaries of state. And I think there was an opportunity to build on that.
Former Ambassador Katouf also is a proponent of engagement.
While Syria may have all sorts of reservations about the U.S. presence in Iraq, I believe that Syria would cooperate with the United States on the border in serious ways if asked. And I believe that through dialogue, we may still be able to get Syria to reconsider its policies towards the operations of groups like Hamas and PIJ, whose leaders reside in Damascus.
Both Katouf and Kessler point out that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is interested in education and economic reform, and the U.S., they say, should encourage him. Kessler also notes that the secular government in Damascus shares U.S. concerns about Islamic extremism.
They clearly see Islamic fanaticism and the terrorism that has flowed from sort of the religious impulse to be a great danger to them, a danger to the region, and one in which they're willing to cooperate.
Nonetheless, a strong majority in both the House and Senate voted for expanded sanctions. President Bush is expected to sign the final legislation. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.